With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Israeli forces use disguises to launch an attack on alleged Palestinian terrorists. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The undercover forces dressed up as women and medical workers to storm a hospital in the occupied West Bank. The raid underscores the spillover of deadly violence to the territory during the war in Gaza. The Palestinian Health Ministry condemned Tuesday's incursion on the hospital in Jenin. The Israeli military says the militants were using the hospital as a hideout and that one was planning an attack. Meanwhile, Qatar, Egypt and the US are working to strike a deal between Israel and Hamas that might lead to a pause in fighting and the release of hostages held in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden will attend a ceremony honoring three fallen soldiers when their bodies return to the US later this week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president spoke with the families of the three service members killed in the drone attack in Jordan.
He expressed to them how proud we all are of their service, how we mourn and feel sorrow over their loss.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president gauged the families' feelings about him attending the dignified transfer of remains on Friday at Dover Air Force Base. And all of them supported his presence there. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Biden says he's decided how to respond to the killing of those three American service members in Jordan, noting that he does not want to expand war in the Middle East, but demurring on the specifics of how the U.S. will proceed. Officials say they're still determining which of several Iran-backed groups was responsible for the killings. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 133 points, the Nasdaq dropped 118. This is SRN News. A Southern Baptist agency issues its marching orders.
The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has released its 2024 public policy agenda, and abortion is at the top of the list. The ERLC will fight to preserve the Hyde Amendment and limit the widespread distribution of abortion drugs. It also plans to lobby for the defeat of the Equality Act, which would amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. The commission also wants to curb artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three churches in rural India have been shut down by mobs of Hindu radicals. International Christian Concern reports the attackers trashed the buildings where the three congregations were meeting and warned them not to gather again. Three pastors were also arrested by local authorities and accused of carrying out forced conversions, a charge the clergyman strongly denied. One local man told the ICC we're worried and anxious. This is SRN News. Fire crews have found the burned remnants of a prized bronze statue of baseball icon Jackie Robinson that was stolen last week from a public park in Kansas. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Authorities in Wichita say pieces of a Jackie Robinson statue were found when firefighters responded to a trash can fire. The statue, which was cut at the figure's ankles, had been missing since Thursday. It honors Robinson as the first player to break Major League Baseball's color barrier in 1947. Robinson played for the Kansas City Monarchs of the Negro Leagues before joining the Brooklyn Dodgers. The head of the Little League nonprofit that commissioned the $50,000 artwork says the theft would be even more concerning if the crime was racially motivated. I'm Norman Hall.
Wichita police say they are conferring with the prosecutor's office and vowed that there would be arrests. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.